Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk, and maybe after all that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way. Thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all your reoccurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something's coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting your time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple app or Google Play stores.
Fly me to the moon. Let me play among the
stars. Right. Apparently we're going back to the moon. That's what we hear. I mean, according to the Elon Musk, he wants to take a trip around the moon with a couple of tourists sometime next year. And then now there's talk that Jeff Bezos is not going to stand by and let that happen. He wants to take a lunar lander and land on the southern pole of the moon. And as you said, joining us on the line right now, Dr. Tom Jones, a veteran NASA astronaut, author of the book Ask the Astronaut. And that's what we're going to do right now. Good morning to you, sir.
Hello, Brian. Hello, Mary. How are you?
All right. So we hear all this talk about, Elon Musk says 2018, we're going to take a trip to the moon. We're going to circle a couple of people around the moon and bring them back. Not going to land. And then you hear Jeff Bezos say, we're going to put him on the southern pole. We're going to build a lunar lander. We're going to put a permanent base on the moon. And it's all going to happen pretty quick. How realistic are these things we're hearing from Elon Musk and Jeff Bezos?
Well, I think they're technically on the right track. And I think they both have the capability to eventually pull up these accomplishments and reach their goals. But I think right now we're looking at marketing ploys more than anything else.
So you don't think it's real?
I think it's real in about 5 years.
But they're talking about the trip to the moon being next year.
Yeah, not a snowball's chance of that happening.
Why is that?
Well, so Elon wants to fly his Falcon 9 Heavy, this big heavy rocket with enough power to sling two tourists around the moon. He hasn't built that rocket yet. He hasn't flown it. The launch pad isn't ready for it. And he's got another mission, which is to fly NASA astronauts to the space station, which is a higher priority, off the same launch pad. So you can see that he's going to have to meet the NASA goal first before he can turn his attention to getting to the moon. And so that just puts him downstream of that NASA goal, probably 2020 at the earliest, that he can try one of these moon trips.
So that was aspirational.
Yes, he likes to challenge his teams by giving them a big goal to shoot for, recognizing that the deadline is not realistic, but it makes everybody work harder and get more excited.
I have a question for you. We had been talking about this for a while regarding the feasibility of going to the moon and just taking ordinary Joes like Brian, who wants to go. Not that Brian's ordinary, but from what I understand, though, getting there may not be all that much fun. They call it a vomit comet for a reason.
Well, everybody adapts at a different time scale to free fall or life in the void, if you will. And so it usually takes a couple of days for most average people to adapt to the free fall environment. That involves, getting your blood volume adjusted. When you get up to space, your body has all the fluid that's usually in your legs and lower trunk. It sort of bobs up to the center of your chest and to your neck, and your body is fooled into thinking that you've got more blood volume than you really have. And so you start to go to the bathroom more often over those first couple of days. So a lot of trips to the bathroom, and then you re-normalize at a lower blood volume, and then everything goes back to normal. About a third of the people get sick when they arrive in the free fall. There's just some sort of a trigger called space adaptation syndrome where your body's uncomfortable with that new free fall or weightless environment. And that happened to me on my first trip, but we have medicine that's an anti-nausea drug that you can take. It cures it immediately. So on all my other trips, I just took it before we launched. Right on the launch pad, I took the medicine, and I never felt any symptoms at all. So I used to say, better life through chemistry.
Exactly. And I will go when you figure out how to make those things a little bit bigger, because as far as I'm concerned, that is just a coffin with wings at this point.
Yeah, I mean, it's pretty tight, right?
Well, it will be. The Dragon capsule is not very roomy. It's designed for short trips up to the International Space Station, which should take a day or so. Now, if you want to go around the moon, you're going to be living in a capsule like that for a week, and you better be pretty good friends with the person you're going along with. Although, when you do get claustrophobic or you do get tired of your companion, you just go look out the window, and that cures everything.
Well, let me ask you about that, because we've been told that the people who are going to take this trip that Elon Musk is talking about, that they're going to basically put up some money, and that they're not what you would classically identify as celebrities, but they got to go through a testing process. Any sense of who these people might be?
Oh, can we pick?
Yeah, we'd like to nominate some folks, right, to send out to 250,000 miles away. Well, I don't know who it is going to be, but I doubt that what they pay is going to actually cover the cost of the trip. Some of the cost is going to be wrapped up in marketing, because SpaceX, Musk's company, wants to attract more satellite customers using this big Falcon 9 Heavy, and he hopes that the performance of that rocket will interest NASA in making that Falcon 9 and his Dragon capsule part of any future international trip to the moon. In other words, we could hire commercial services under SpaceX or a Boeing or a Jeff Bezos' Blue Origin to help out reducing the cost of a lunar village or a lunar outpost.
And very quickly, the Bezos effort to put a lunar lander on the southern pole, how feasible is that?
Well, he's talking about a robot lander, not people, and that's very feasible. I think his technology, his cost-cutting, could probably undercut the cost of a NASA-developed lander. And if so, NASA can hire a private company to deliver scientific payloads, robots that can prospect for water ice at the poles of the moon. That's how we tap into the resources of the moon, and that's a great commercial service that Bezos could deliver.
That would be interesting if he could do that.
All right, we're going to leave it there. Dr. Tom Jones, we always appreciate you joining us.